mandatory defiance of peer review, and the mainstream media. In this neutral, dispassionate exploration, it's important not to fall victim to the fraud and manipulations spread either by peer review, corrupt to the core, but passing as the gateway to scientific publishing, or to the fraud distributed by the world's leading privately owned news agencies, or by any other privately owned global information services, which, by the way, also claim to be dealing with the so-called fact-checking. This is ironic and a travesty. Such, quote, scientific publications, followed by the private world media, apply the mentioned very flawed, corrupt method of peer review in selecting articles for publication. The selection method in question, peer review, very carefully sifts through and rejects papers with results undesired by a particular scientific elite that has taken power in science at a given time. No matter how sound scientifically those results and findings are, only papers assertive of the status quo at any rate are published as a result of the peer review sieve, usually written by opportunists who need publications to advance their careers. Such publications are only possible if they serve the designated party line. Therefore, the number of such publications supporting a claim is not in any way to be taken as evidence of the truth of the claim in question. Publishers of peer-reviewed publications, the fraudulent global private agencies or any other private global information news services, are malicious enterprises that spread outright lies and propagate the views of fawning opportunistic parties that pander to the dishonest owners of these enterprises, the elite. Any prudent citizen would do better to stay as far away from them as possible and try to discover for oneself the unambiguous absolute truth about the veracity of any matter of interest. Again, however, there must be a caveat. The inquiring citizen, even the most honest, must not succumb to the irrational mantras of the outspoken proponents of conspiracy theories by denying the obvious or accepting those for which no one has evidence. On the contrary, in the COVID-19 case, and especially in the current theoretical physics case, as noted, we are fortunate to have crucial, unambiguous truths. The only thing that remains is to extend one's hand and reach out for these absolute truths. This extending of one's hand and reaching out for the absolute truths that will open everyone's eyes turns out to be the most difficult thing today's humanity can do, having been deliberately made cognitively lazy by decades-long concerted efforts by the elite. The tremendous opportunity to draw definitive conclusions that follow from absolute truths in physics, and even in public health, are lacking in other areas of human activity. One may feel anxiety when looking at modern painting or listening to modern music, and even when reading classical novels. That one will be declared uneducated, with a poorly developed aesthetic sensibility if one dares to express a critical opinion regarding these creations. There's no objective criterion by which to judge artistic merit. Any such opinion will inevitably be accompanied by the assertion that it's all a matter of taste and of understanding the art in question, acquired through a long-term experience in the field, which you, the critic, lack. One might hear it added that it also takes talent to appreciate it, which you, the critic, do not possess, and therefore do not understand art. All these quicksands of evaluation dissipate when one encounters the categorically unambiguous truths, refuting the aforementioned major erroneous pillars of science, and even appreciating the falsity of a purported COVID-19 pandemic. Thus, if someone has an unhealthy interest in falsifying someone's achievements by using one's financial power to unfairly declare someone a genius, by taking advantage of the indeterminacy of criteria, that intention is unfeasible when it comes to science, because absolute truths in science, and even in public health hoaxes such as the fake COVID-19 pandemic, are undeniable and strictly ascertainable. They are not based on personal taste and do not change with the fashions of the times, nor are they determined by the market, as is usual for works of art. Thus, the art world locks itself away and becomes refractory to criticism. Everything in the art world is in the hands of the rarefied expanses of gallerists and agents, and its value is assessed by a market manipulated by them. In this market, designed only for the elite, there is no room for the anonymous insignificant. Back in the world of science, absolute truth grounds an absurd theory unequivocally, and no matter how much the manipulators vehemently attempt to present it as a topic closed for discussion, it falls victim to its own inadequacy. Thus, the only topic closed for discussion is its rejection. To complicate matters, even in the most scrupulous research, free from corruption, the issues of virology are of such a degree of complexity that they are not subject to truly unquestionable ascertainment, as rigorous scientific research requires. Added to this complexity is the fact that, since medicine itself is not science, as was discussed in section The New Movement, Self-Determination of Anonymous Insignificance, even if certain truths concerning viruses happen to be well established, their medical impact on any particular human organism is completely unpredictable. It's a matter of lottery how a disease will develop in one particular person compared to another. Since there's no other choice, the health status of a particular person can only be a matter of consensus when a panel of experts is convened, not of establishing absolute truth. Where consensus begins, science ends. Relying on the opinion of millions, albeit experts, to establish the truth of a medical condition by consensus is argumentum ad verecundiam, argument from authority, the logical fallacy. A drastic example that such a logical fallacy is unacceptable is offered by theoretical physics. There are incomparably more, orders of magnitude more, peer-reviewed publications in the field of theoretical physics that support today's false perception that modern fundamental physics is something unsurpassed and ingenious. However, it's enough for even persons of average intelligence, assisted by the discoveries in this author's books, to examine for themselves what is at stake, in order to unequivocally be convinced in the absolute truth that modern fundamental physics is a fraud run by absurdities. A deception governed by absurdities, the science of today. As the title of my last book reads. In this case, it's about establishing the violation of absolute truths underlying the foundations of theoretical physics, such as the violation of the absolute truth that 1 does not equal 2, or that a constant does not equal a variable, not to mention that the question must not contain the answer. the conclusion must not be based on petitio principii. Although in themselves, it is very complicated to make these discoveries. Once they are made, personally recognizing them is now very easy, even for a person of average intelligence. Fortunately, as already mentioned, in physics, which is orders of magnitude more important to humanity than anything else, it is possible to establish absolute truths and draw conclusions concerning the most fundamental questions of global importance, based on these absolute truths. In contrast, guided by the aforementioned agnosticism of fields like virology, let alone medicine in general, I had the conviction that in medical matters, the establishment of absolute truths was a priori impossible. As mentioned, I thought so until I discovered that there are absolute truths in medicine as well, such as that all humanity shares a common biology, and therefore it's not possible, if there is a pandemic, to have well-defined human groups lacking members who have died as a result of the pandemic. This is an absolute truth that does not require peer review to establish. Unfortunately for the politically motivated advocates, but actually fortunately for the unaffected, the advocates of the fake COVID-19 pandemic, there are well-defined human groups that have no lethal incidence from with COVID-19. Such a 100% verifiable absence of mortality before and after the introduction of the anti-COVID-19 vaccines, amongst the very well-defined human groups, is impossible if the COVID-19 pandemic is real. This absolute fact removes as credible all peer-reviewed claims, even if it would be thousands, even millions, that there was a COVID-19 pandemic. This proven absence of COVID-19 pandemic renders completely unnecessary, it is even a sign of genocide, any restrictive measures that would supposedly protect the population from the pandemic, let alone the need to vaccinate against COVID-19. Even if SARS-CoV-2 is a real virus causing COVID-19, having no grounds to consider anything other than that it really exists, its presence in the mix containing truly deadly diseases is insignificant and can in no way be the basis for the politically induced unmitigated panic that, for its part, has led to the excesses of death.